A nearly stationary front will continue to slowly lift to the north and west today and over the next couple of days, becoming oriented from the eastern Great Lakes to the St. Lawrence Valley, and by week's end, even a little further west as a Bermuda high continues to retrograde and move closer to the east coast. That's going to help push the front out of the immediate region and should take the bulk of the showers with it. On the flip side, though, the warm and humid air will remain in place for the rest of the week as that Bermuda high acts like a heat pump, continuing to push the hot and humid air directly into our region. The tropical moisture feed that's been streaming up the East Coast will continue to push moist air into the region, and while that front remains nearby, we will continue to deal with the threat for waves of scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of which could contain torrential downpours. That moisture plume should begin to break down and move further west as the high strengthens and its source becomes the Gulf of Mexico. And so long as that front moves far enough out of the area, it will lessen the chance for scattered showers and storms each successive day. The threat for flash flooding due to an already saturated ground will remain. And remember, if you encounter a flooded area, never try to cross it on foot or in your vehicle. Most flooding deaths occur in vehicles, so make the smart decision and turn around. Don't drown. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over part of New Mexico and eastern Arizona, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the central and eastern Gulf Coast states. For New Mexico and eastern Arizona this afternoon and into tonight, somewhat drier air has spread southward into northern Arizona and New Mexico since yesterday, and satellite imagery does not suggest the presence of a well-defined upper impulse to focus ascent across the region, as was the case yesterday. Nevertheless, strong surface heating and terrain circulations amidst the continuing presence of anomalously strong and deep northerly flow should promote another round of strong to severe afternoon storms over the northern and central New Mexico mountains and perhaps northeastern Arizona. For the central Gulf Coast and southeastern United States today through early Thursday, fairly widespread thunderstorm coverage is expected through the period from the central and eastern Gulf Coast states north and northeast into the upper Tennessee Valley and southern Appalachians. Activity will be fostered by strengthening confluence and a plume of very moist air associated with the westward expanding Atlantic Ridge. Uplift also will be focused along and northeast of the northern Gulf surface low and trough. While near-surface winds likely will remain weak, the 850 to 700 millibar layer flow intensifies, and that setup could embed lower-level mesocyclones and the risk for tornadoes, especially in the Florida Panhandle region and parts of Georgia and southeastern Alabama. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be mostly cloudy, warm, and humid with a slight chance for showers and storms and a high in the mid-80s. In Boston, cloudy and breezy with a slight chance for showers and storms, warm and humid with a high in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance for showers and storms, high near 80. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, July 3rd. The maximum normal temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 102 set back in 1911. The normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 44 set in 1978. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise was at 5:22 a.m. and sunset will be at 8:37 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy, becoming partly sunny with a chance for showers and storms, highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and storms, humid with a low in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as the remainder of interior and southern New England, mostly cloudy, then becoming partly sunny, a chance for showers and storms with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and storms, humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and storms with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and storms, humid with lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, today mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and storms, highs in the low 80s. Tonight mostly cloudy, a chance for showers and storms in the evening, humid with lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy, becoming partly sunny with a chance for showers and storms, highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance for showers and storms, humid with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for Thursday, Independence Day, partly sunny with a chance for showers and storms, highs in the mid and upper 80s. Friday, partly sunny with a chance for showers and storms, highs in the mid and upper 80s. Saturday and Sunday, both partly sunny with highs in the mid and upper 80s. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid and upper 80s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.